We're studying prophecy, and we're looking at Daniel chapter 11 today and verse 31. The prophecy says this, "And arms shall stand on his part, and they shall pollute the sanctuary of strength, and shall take away the daily sacrifice, and they shall place the abomination that maketh desolate." Since the ascent of Jesus into heaven, shortly after his resurrection, our worship as Christians has been directed toward him in a place the Bible describes as a sanctuary in heaven. When you read about the plan of salvation in the book of Hebrews, it emphasizes Jesus' high priestly role in behalf of his church. Listen to this. This is Hebrews chapter 8, verses 1 and 2. It says, "Now of the things which we have spoken, this is the sum. We have such a high priest who is set on the right hand of the throne of the majesty in the heavens, a minister of the sanctuary and of the true tabernacle, which the Lord pitched and not man." In another place over in Hebrews chapter 9, it tells us that Jesus presents his own blood in heaven's sanctuary and obtains eternal redemption for us, which means that the whole sacrificial system of the Old Testament, with its earthly priesthood and the sacrificial animals, the whole thing was pointing forward to Jesus and what he would do for us in heaven's sanctuary. Jesus is not only the sacrificial offering, he's also the priest. In fact, he's the only mediator we've got. According to Paul in 1 Timothy chapter 2, there is only one mediator between God and men, the man Christ Jesus. So it all seems simple enough. Jesus is our only hope. His blood, an atonement for our sins, and his role as our exclusive mediator is all important. But just a few short centuries after Jesus went back to heaven and started serving as our high priest, Christians started second-guessing those simple facts. Around the end of the 4th century, we shifted our focus away from Jesus as the high priest in heaven, and we reestablished sacrificial rituals here on earth. Of course, we didn't actually go back to sacrificing lambs, but we did appoint mediators, and we said that they were carrying out what we called a bloodless sacrifice every single day right here on earth. And of course, that led to very muddy understandings of salvation, and it carried our Christian church well into the Dark Ages, where simple Bible truth was obscured by medieval superstition. And what's remarkable is how Daniel predicted it would happen. After political power was given to the church in the West, we started to pollute the sanctuary of strength. We muddied the plan of salvation, and we tampered with the daily sacrifice. Daniel actually uses the Hebrew word tamid, which is a reference to the daily work of the priests back in Old Testament times. Their work, of course, came to a close when the temple was destroyed, and Daniel's prophecy reaches a long ways past the destruction of the temple. So he's telling us that Christians would actually pollute their understanding of salvation and shift attention away from Jesus' high priestly role in heaven. You know, one of our biggest problems in Christian history has been our tendency to draw attention to ourselves and our own works instead of Jesus and his work. And throughout the Dark Ages, just as the Bible prophesied, that's what we did. And for the most part, the ignorant masses of medieval Europe had no idea what was going on. But now, today, things are different. Today you have a copy of the Bible, and you can read the book of Hebrews for yourself. It's a magnificent picture of Jesus and what he's doing for you in heaven right now. And I guarantee that reading it is going to give you a better way to live.